Today we're going to,那么今天我们会分享哥林多前书第二章一到五节的信息。
Today's Bible message is 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 1 through 5.
好，我们来宣读神的话。
Let us read the word of God together.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣讲神的智奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊，我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的话语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came with you in weakness and fear, with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power.
那我们今天讲到的题目是只传耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And so today's message is the preach only Christ and Him crucified.
那么这样一个情况实际上是保罗在哥林多的时候神告诉他对当时环境的一个应对。
And this is something that Paul learned as a result of God's leading while he was in Corinth.
这也是保罗在第三次宣教旅程当中写信给哥林多教会，针对哥林多教会出现的问题提出的一个解决方法。
And this is a solution Paul gave to the church in Corinth while he was on his third missionary trip in answer to many of the problems that the Corinthians were experiencing.
因此它是一个建立教会的信息。
This is a message for building the church of Christ.
也是一个坚固教会的信息。
And also one for strengthening her.
那保罗为什么会选择这样一个信息？
Why would Paul come to such a message?
因为保罗自己实际上是便雅悯支派的人。
For Paul himself was from the tribe of Benjamin.
那么他在加马列门下受教。
He learned under the tutelage of Gamaliel.
用今天的话说，他就是哈佛法学院的博士生。
And so in today's parlance, that would be the equivalent of being a Harvard law graduate.
另外，他是犹太公会71人，这个公会的候选人之一。
And second, he was a candidate to sit in the 70-seat Sanhedrin.
用今天的话说，他就是美国参议院的一个候选人之一。
And so in today's parlance, that's be a candidate for either the House of Representatives or the Senate.
因此他的前途是无量的。
And so his career was very, very good, and his future was bright.
但是当他凭着自己的知识，凭着自己的出身，来迫害他认为是异端的主耶稣基督的门徒的时候，神使他归正了。
But by his own knowledge, by his own belief of what was right, he went.To persecute what he thought was a heresy, but God met him and corrected his thinking.
因此他过去的这些所受的教育已经对他没有任何益处。
And so all of the knowledge that he learned had no benefit to him anymore.
那在第一次宣教的过程当中，他曾经用一个神迹奇事让一个人瞎了眼。
On his first missionary trip, he, by the power of God's miracle, caused a man to go blind.
那么在路斯德又让一个生下来瘸腿的人站起来行走。
And in another place, he healed a man who was lame from birth.
但是那只带给他更多的逼迫，并没有带来教会的或者是福音的复兴。
But it only brought more persecution and not a revival of the gospel.
第二次宣教旅程当中，他曾经在雅典运用力战群雄的这样的雄辩术。
And on his second missionary trip, he passed through Athens, and he debated with the intellectuals of his day.
发布了一篇未识之神的演讲。
And he preached a sermon on the unknown God.
但是别人只把他当作一个新闻，听听说说而已。
But everyone only treated him as yet another philosopher, and only listened to him with, and there wasn't much fruit from that.
因此，他受到周围的压力，来到哥林多的时候。
And so, as he was coming into Corinth,
他感到自己非常软弱，非常害怕，不知道下一步的福音工作如何进展。
So he came, at that time he felt very weak and very afraid. He didn't know where to go from there.
于是他祷告神。
And so he prayed to God.
神给他这样的话。
And God answered him thus.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
只管讲。
But continue on preaching.
因为这城里有我许多的百姓。
For there are many of my chosen people here in this city.
因为，不要闭口。不要闭口。
Do not be silent.
从此以后，他就开始传讲耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
And so from then on, Paul resolved himself to preach nothing but Christ and Him crucified.
所以这是神给他传讲的信息的内容。
And this is, in fact, a sermon that God Himself gave him.
也是他传讲的方式。
And the method by which he preached.
所以我们可以看到，实际上这是建造教会。
And yes,
okay.
And so this is a message that not only built the church,
也是坚固教会，
but also strengthened her.
也是他后来牧养教会的一个方法。
And by which he also ministered to the church.
因为当时的哥林多教会，
because the church in Corinth at the time.
面临很多的挑战。
Was facing many different challenges.
哥林多这个地方。
Corinth.
它具有非常重要的地位。
It was located in a very geographically important area.
它在这个哥林多地峡这个平静这个地方。
It lay on the isthmus of Corinth.
它的东侧是。萨罗尼湾。
On the east side was the Saronic Gulf.
它的西侧是哥林多湾。
And on the west side, the Gulf of Corinth.
所以两个海港。
And so it was situated between two ports.
使这个地方商业非常发达。
And so it was very economically vibrant.
商业的发达带来了它的政治的重要。
And because it was economically important,It also became politically important.
所以他后来成为雅盖亚的省府。
And so it became the capital of the district of Acacia.
那么它也是一个宗教的中心。
It was also a religious center.
因为它是敬拜爱神 Aphrodite 的这样一个地方。
And because it was the center of worship for the goddess Aphrodite.
那么它也是一个学术的重镇。
And it was also a center of great learning.
我们知道它实际上离雅典并不远。
Because it was, of course, not very far from Athens.
所以这个地方非常崇尚辩论。
And so many of those in Corinth also looked highly upon those who were great orators.
所以在这样一个情况下，保罗必须面对那些受宗教影响的、那放纵的 一波人。
And so on the religious side, Paul had to fight against the very morally corrupt religious worship practices.
那么他也需要面对那些政治上的压力，因为当时罗马帝国是一种公民的宗教。
And then second, he may face many political pressures for Rome was a, you know, Rome was an empire who required its citizens to worship the state.
因为他们早晨的问安不是说 good morning.
For when they greeted each other, they did not greet each other with 早安。
他们说，凯撒是主。
But they said to one another, Caesar is Lord.
所以你是基督徒会面临重大的迫害。
And so as a Christian, that would have been very challenging for you, and you would have faced persecution.
那么在经济上
，economically，
因为这个地方人口众多
，because the population was very high，
但是奴隶占据了大概400,000人左右。
But about 400,000 of them were slaves.
还有25,000到30,000左右的是自由人。
And 250,000 to 300,000 freedmen.
但是保罗所吸引的大部分是些比较低下层次的人。
But many of those who came to Christ were those of low status.
所以很多人会因为这个地位的原因，不屑于与这些基督徒为伍。
And so.Many people look down on the Christians because of that.
所以他们在这个地方宣讲福音的信息，实际上面临诸多的挑战。
And so this is a place where the gospel faced many different challenges.
但是保罗这时候选择了没有在没有选择的情况下，神给他这样的一种方式，一种内容。
And so.In the midst of these challenges, God inspired Paul to write the letter to the Corinthians.
所以他只传耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
So that Paul resolved himself to only preach Christ and Him crucified.
那耶稣的意思，如果你是今天是第一次来，我要简单的分享一下。
If you're here for the first time, let me share with you very quickly.
耶稣的意思是在旧约里面就是约书亚。
Jesus is actually the same name as Joshua in the Old Testament.
也就是神是救主的意思。
Or God is my Savior.
基督就是神所高立的、受高者的意思。
And Christ is the one whom God has anointed.
所以耶稣基督就是神所高立的那位救主的意思。
And so Jesus Christ is the one whom God has anointed to save His people.
那十字架实际上是当时处决犯人的一种方式。
And the cross was, in fact, one of the methods of execution that the Romans used at the time.
它不会对罗马公民，只是对外国的反叛者或者奴隶的。
And it was, in fact, a method of execution reserved only for the foreigners or those who were considered traitors.
通常被钉十字架的人最长的时间要在十字架上煎熬3天才会死去。
And many times it took 3 days for a person who was crucified to die.
所以当时有个哲学家叫西塞罗。
So at the time there was a philosopher called Cicero.
他说要让这个十字架永远从罗马公民的心中和视野里面消失掉。
That this cross must disappear from the hearts of Romans forever.
因为它实在是一个残酷的、非常卑鄙的一种处决犯人的方式。
For it was such a cruel way to put someone to death.
所以我们可以看到，一个是荣耀的神的救主，一个是处决犯人的方式。
And so the cross is where the glorious chosen one of God who came in face to face.With the most cruel method of execution.
所以这里面在十字架上实际上表现出了一种反合性 paradoxy.
And so there is a certain paradox here.
它表现了神的绝对的这个圣洁。
That the God who was absolutely holy.
也表现了神全然的爱。
And yet at the same time, God was also completely and fully loving.
因为有罪的人没有办法来到这位圣洁的神面前。
For a sinful man could not come before a holy God.
所以有一个西方的神学家叫余格人，叫尼格人。
And there is a Western theologian.
在神和人之间没有路。
And he said that there is no road between man and God.
只有神借着他的爱来到我们中间，从而架设了一条路。
That only God himself coming down among us to made his very own body as the bridge.
所以这就成了一条人来到神面前的一条路。
And so that was the way by which men could come before God.
这也是一个人借着福音与神和好的路。
And it is a method by which man can be reconciled to God through the gospel.
也是那些教会带领人如何带领教会的道路。
And that is the method by which the leaders of the church are to lead the people of God.
我们看到实际上保罗在自己的第一封书信里面，
And Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians.
第一封书信实际上就是加拉太书。
Well, Paul's very first epistle that we know of is the book of Galatians.
他说我已与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
That I have been crucified with Christ. From now on, the one who lives is not myself, but Christ who lives in me.
所以他宣讲没有说我是哈佛法学院的博士。
He did not claim any credentials for himself.
他也没有说我是便雅悯支派的。希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
And he did not go around introducing himself, saying, "I am a Benjaminite, a Hebrew of Hebrews."
他也没有说他是在希腊环境下受教的一位明白希腊语的双语的学者。
And he did not proclaim himself as one who was educated in Greek, not only the Greek language but Greek philosophy.
他也没有夸自己凭着律法没有任何可指责的地方。
And he did not proclaim himself as completely unassailable in all matters of the law.
他向众人成为一个一台戏。
That he made a spectacle of himself.
他放弃了个人的前景。
That he laid down everything that he could claim for himself.
放弃了自己的尊严。
All of his self-respect.
God bless.
Thank you.
他说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
That he said, you are to imitate me as I imitate Christ.
正是因为这样的一个缘故，他才吸引人归向基督。
And it was for this reason that he led people to Christ.
我们小的时候经常会看一些电影。
When we were younger, maybe we've seen several different movies.
大陆的电影。
That were made in mainland China.
因为我知道这中间有许多从台湾来的弟兄姐妹。
And I know that there are many here who are from Taiwan.
他们丑化国民党。
That so the movies of mainland China, of course, made all of the Nationalist Party out to be the villains.
他们会拿着枪让那些国民党的士兵往前冲，说给我冲。
And so all of the National Party's officers would force their own troops forward at gunpoint.
但是他美化共产党。
And so they idealized the Communist Party.
他说弟兄们跟我上。
And so the leaders of the Communist Party said, brothers, let us go together. Follow me.
所以他们说共产党胜利了。
And so so according to their movies, that was why the Communist Party was victorious.
无论这是真是假。
And we don't know what actual history is.
但是我们实际上历史上已经显明了说保罗传福音的有效方式就是说 你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
That we know that, but Paul proved with his very own person what that kind of leadership that to imitate me as I imitate Christ.
因为在今天的环境当中
，For in today's environment,
牧者常常会拿起十字架说：“你们要死，我要叫你们钉在十字架上。”
That the leaders they'll hold up the cross and say, you know, you all of you, you need to die to Christ.
这是福音的信息。
That is the gospel message.
而会众也会把牧者钉在十字架上。
And then the congregation will do the same to the pastors.
说你们要背十字架走苦路。
That you are to take up your cross and walk this very long and bitter road.
这是福音的道路。
For that is the way of the gospel.
所以两边都打死了。
And so they would fight with each other to the point of death.
因为我们都是法利赛人，彼此判对方死罪。
For we all act as Pharisees to one another. We condemn one another.
因此教会没有增长。
And so the church just stagnates.
这就是当时神向保罗提出了信息，说你们要。效法我，像我效法基督一样，要背起十字架跟随主。
But the better way is the way that Paul showed us to say, "You are to imitate me as I imitate Christ."
这是神对保罗所说的信息。
That is a message that God Himself gave to Paul.
这也是神向我这样一个罪人所传讲的信息。
And so this is the message that God has called me, a sinner, to preach to you.
因为我自己从来没想到自己要将来要做一个传道人，像今天这样。
Because it had never occurred to me that I would ever be a preacher and stand before you in the manner that I do today.
因为刚开始的时候我是害怕。
For at the beginning, I was very afraid.
因为我害怕失去自己的安全。
I was afraid of losing my own security.
91年我听到福音的时候，我去跟别人一起发福音当章。
In 91, when I became a believer, I started by going around passing gospel tracts to people.
那第二天警察就来找我们。
And the second day, the police came to our door.
审问我了两个半小时。
And I was questioned for 2.5 hours.
我说这个福音不能碰。
And so I said, well, this gospel is untouchable.
但是神借着他的不断的怜悯，使我96年归信基督。
And that, but God in His infinite mercy led me to truly enter into Christ in 1996.
但是信了以后，我说我不要做传道人。
But after I became a believer, I said, "There's no way I'm going to be a preacher."
这时候我怕丢自己的面子。
Because I was afraid of losing my face.
因为我说我受过很好的教育
，Because I said I'm very well educated.
但是其他有些传道人，他们没有受过很好的教育。
That you know, I'm probably better educated than most of the other pastors out there.
所以我不愿意与他们为伍。
I don't want to be associated with people like them.
另外还有一些经济上的原因。
And there were other economic reasons.
那些人通常。传福音的那些人通常没有多少收入。
For a preacher doesn't have as much a high as an income as other jobs.
但当时我是我们班毕业的生当中收入最高的。
But at the time, I had one of the highest incomes of my graduating class.
我有些同学去了政府部门。
And some of my classmates even entered into government posts.
我公司的工资大概是他们的3倍到4倍。
But my income was 3 to 4 times theirs.
我还有另一份工作，就是学校的一个教师的职务。
I also taught at the university.
我教授大学英文。
I was teaching college level English.
所以我又有一份工资，那个工资也和他们的工资差不多。
And that income was about the same as theirs.
所以我说我可以用。资金支持他们，让他们去传，我不去传。
And so I said, I'd rather support them with my income, but I don't want to go myself.
但是神，到了2002年、03年左右，神把一些门堵住了。
But in 2002-2003, I could feel God closing doors around me.
2003年的时候，神借着一次我去做interpreter， 这才是有啊。那我去做翻译的一次机会，神挑战我。
So in so one time God challenged me as I was interpreting for someone else.
那时候我说，神啊，这些国外的弟兄姐妹愿意为中国的教会舍命。
And so I prayed to God, God, if these brothers and sisters from overseas have such a heart for China, who are willing to give their lives for China,
我愿意做一些工作。
That I'm willing to also stand up and do your work.
所以那时候我开始做工作。
And so then I started to serve.
但是做了工作。
But after I served,
我觉得自己很骄傲。
I felt myself swelling with pride.
因为我边读博士。
Because at the time I was studying for a PhD.
边带领教会。
And also leading the church.
我多能啊。
And I felt very, very able.
所以有些负面的情绪不断的在积累起来。
And so I built up a lot of negative feelings inside of me.
我会跟神bargain.
And so I started to throw tantrums at God.
我已经为你做了这些，做了这些，做了这些。
That I said to God, I did this, this, and this for you.
但是我申请做其他的工，做这个到国外有一个博士后的机会或者其他的机会，神就是不开门。
But no matter what other opportunities I sought, whether that would be, you know, studying for a PhD overseas or anything else, God did not grant me those opportunities.
这时候我的灵性已经到了一个低谷。
But at that time, my spirit was slowly maturing inside of me.
我说神啊，我这是我最后一次讲道，我可能要放弃这个工作。
That God, I'm thinking about maybe giving up my job.
因为我已经这么多年，我觉得自己灵性已经几乎是枯竭了。
For I could feel my soul drying up inside of me.
所以，我准备说，我讲完这次道，我就做一个平行图，不再服侍教会了。
And so I said, this is the last sermon I'm ever going to preach, and then I'm going to go back to being a regular believer.
所以那次讲到，我是讲的诗篇103篇。
So that day I preached on Psalm 103.
我想到神，实际上，他圣经里面说，我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华。
For that Psalm says, my heart, you are to praise the Lord, O my soul.
因为我实际上经历了很多的很多事情，在那时候我想起来了。
And then I, as I preached, I recalled many of the things that happened to me.
因为那个诗篇里面说神救赎我的命，脱离死亡。
That God saved my life out of death.
因为我是出生在农村。
For I was born in inequity.
所以那时候的医疗条件差，很多人，我身边就有人就死掉了。
Oh, I'm sorry. I was born in a very rural area, and the medicine was not very advanced there. Many of the people who were born at the same time as I was died because of lack of medical care.
那后来我有一次几乎在河里面淹死。
Another time I almost drowned in a river.
有一次我看到电线到了地上，我以为是一段那个铁丝。
There was another time there had been a live electrical wire fallen by the roadside, and I thought it was a length of just, you know, inert wire.
我说这个还很不错，可以拿回家去。
And I thought, great, you know, this is something I can take home with me.
我就去拿。
And I was going to grab it.
几乎被电死。
and I was almost electrocuted to death.
然后后来我又去，我们家附近有一条火车道。
And there was also a set of train tracks near my house.
我在火车道上捡那个铁去卖钱。
And at the time, I would pick up a lot of scrap metal from around the train tracks so that I could sell it for some money.
但是我没有，我不知道车已经过来了。
And so one day I'm on the tracks and I didn't know the train was headed my way.
这时候我有一个小伙伴说火车来了，你赶紧跑。
So one of my companions yelled to me, "The train's coming, get out of there."
所以我就跑出来，从火车旁边跑过去，跑到那个门那地方。
And so I ran away from the tracks to where the door was.
火车就过去了。
And the train missed me by mere inches.
还有好多次，我几乎要死。
And so there's just many, many times in my life where I was at the death's door.
但是神保留了我的性命。
But God snatched me from the jaws of death every time.
所以我想到这些的时候，说如果我当时死了，我是死在过犯罪孽当中。
And I realized if at that time I had died, I would have died in my sins.
但是神让我听到了福音。
But God.Allow me to hear the gospel.
过去很多的苦 a lot of sufferings in my past.
Thank you. Sorry. About that.
很多过去的苦是因为我自己不愿意放弃。
That many of the things that many of my sufferings I experienced at the castle was a result of my own stubbornness, my unwillingness to let go of the things that were harmful to me.
经济上的利益。
And I was unwilling to give up the pleasures of having a good income.
面子
I didn't want to look bad in front of other people.
或者是其他的一些东西
Or other excuses.
但是那些时刻 But at that time, I just want to lay all those down.我于是向神祷告说
So I pray to God.
神啊
God.
我现在准备好了
I'm ready.
你差我到什么地方去
Wherever you send me.
我就去
I'll go.
你让我怎么讲
That what you want me to say.
我就去放胆讲
I will say with boldness.
每一次讲道
So every time I preached,
我都把它作为我最后的一次讲道
That I thought, this is the last sermon I'll ever preach.
因为我也许挑战了弟兄姐妹
Because maybe I've challenged the brothers and sisters.
人家不欢迎我去了
And that offended them, and so they no longer welcome me there.
也许我出门或者遇见什么其他的事情
Or maybe just on my way from one place to another, I run into something.
我不在这个世界上了。
And I am no longer a part of this world.
因为我们没有任何一个人敢夸口说我明天要做什么。
For none of us can say, well, tomorrow I'm going to do this or that.
所以这是神对我的信，给我的信息。
So this is the message that God has given me.
神改变了我这样一个罪人
God has changed a sinner like me
也借着我这个罪人今天来挑战你们诸位
And as a fellow sinner I would like to challenge all of you sitting here today
保罗向哥林多宣讲
That Paul proclaimed to the Corinthians
哥林多那个地方富人很多
In Corinth there are many very wealthy people
因为它是一个商业中心
For it was a center of much economic activity.
所以你们中间也有一些富人。
And so there are those among you who are wealthy.
那保罗也向那些哥林多那些受过教育的那些哲学家宣讲。
And Paul also announced to the learned people of his day.
我知道你们中间有很多的受过很好教育的。 PhD 或者其他的什么地之类的。
And so there are many of you with many different, all sorts of different degrees.
但是，不是靠知识，不是靠能力，唯有靠耶和华的灵才能成事。
That not by knowledge or power, but by the Spirit of God can we ever hope to accomplish anything.
因为我们犯罪的一个过程乃是这样的。
Because the way we sin is this.
我们先有一个自己的前设。
That we have this assumption about something.
然后我们就去从这个前设去看问题。
And then we look at a problem with that presupposition.
所以我们有一个 attention.我们有一个注意。
And so we pay attention to certain aspects of this problem.
然后我们就被这些东西所吸引。
And then we're attracted to this thing.
So the second step is attraction. 第二个就是被吸引。那第三个。
And then the third step.
因为你被吸引了，所以你就受到试探。
That because you have the attraction, here comes the temptation.
那有了试探，你就有了下一步的犯罪，就是 violation.
I'm sorry, what?
Violation, 就犯罪。
And then, once you have the temptation, then you will engage in the violation.
那 violation 又导致了你下一步的 condemnation.
And because you violated God's commands, then you will stand condemned before Him.
所以我们就是从我们自己的前设，然后导致了我们一个最终的结局。
And that because of our wrong assumptions about how the world is and how and about what the things that we want, we end up standing condemned before God.
所以无论我们自己过分高举自己的财物
，So whether it is we look too highly upon our possessions.
过分高举我们自己的知识
or our knowledge,
我们自己的经历
our experiences,
我们自己的面子
our reputations,
我们自己的骄傲
our pride,
都会使我们对这些东西取舍
that we will want to hold on to those things,
然后受这方面的试探
and then we'll be tempted by those things,
然后下一步就会干犯神的律法
And then we will break God's laws.
干犯了一条，就干犯了众条。
For if you fall on one matter of God's law, then you have failed them all.
于是我们就在神的审判之下。
And so we stand under God's judgment.
但是正如保罗向哥林多人所传讲的福音信息。
But just as Paul preached to the Corinthians.
我只传耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
I preach only Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
那位超越我们高高在上的上帝。
That the God who stands sovereign over us.
却道成了肉身，成为又软弱又被人厌恶的一个人的形象。
That He came and was incarnated into flesh as a man who everyone looked down upon.
他替保罗死了。
He died for Paul.
他替我这样一个罪人死了。
He died for a sinner such as myself.
也替你们这些今天在座的诸位死了。
He also died for those of you sitting here today.
所以这是一个开始。
This is only the beginning.
然后有一个背十字架、走十字架道路的一个过程。
Next is the road of taking up the cross and following Christ.
因为你接受耶稣基督只是工作做了5%。
And so for accepting Christ as your heart is maybe 5% of what you're going to do with the rest of your life.
那么后面95%的工作是在基督里面成长。
The next 95% is growing up in Christ.
是成圣的道路。
The is the road of justification, the road of sanctification.
所以耶稣基督并他钉十字架
So Christ and Him crucified
是我们称义的一个道路
It is the means by which we are declared righteous before God
也是我们成圣的道路
And it is also the road by which we become holy before Him
是我们来到神面前的道路
and it is the road which by, the way by which we come before God himself.
也是我们向人传福音的道路。
And the way by which we preach the gospel to others.
你什么时间拿着十字架去钉别人十字架？
Anytime you take the cross and use it to crucify someone else.
你的福音就失败了。
Then your gospel will fail.
你背起十字架。
But if you take up the cross,
正像圣经里面所说，
just as the Bible says,
当我被举起来的时候，
that when the Son of Man is lifted up,
就吸引万民来归向耶稣基督。
Many will be drawn to him.
十字架也是一个得胜的道路。
And the cross is by which we stand victorious.
我们看到很多时候是，它是十字架有两化是吧？那是一个加号 ，plus.
And so, we know that there are many churches who try to add things to the God, to the cross.
Huh? The symbol of cross is just like a plus.A signal and it signify increase and victorious life in Jesus Christ, not menace. You're going downward. You're just going upward. Okay.
哦，十字架所象，对不起，十字架所象征的是加号，是有得胜的生命加在你的身上，你可以更加丰富，而不是说你的生命中会减少了什么东西。
所以我们是走的是一步天路，一步比一步更高。
We are walking the road to heaven, each step higher than the last.
所以那些寻求的弟兄姐妹。
So if you are still a seeker,
我们不是钉你们十字架。
I'm not standing here to condemn you.
你们看到我们被钉十字架以后，生命活得更加丰盛。
But we hope that you see that when we stand crucified before God, that our lives become all the richer for it.
所以我们也邀请你来过一个得胜的生活。
And so we invite you to come and live a life of victory.
那些教会里面服侍的执事长老。
Then there are many of you who are serving in the church as deacons and elders.
我们不仅仅是传讲，在讲台上讲一个十字架圣经。向贵众讲，我们也向自己讲。
We stand here and we preach not only to the congregation but also to ourselves.
是，你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
You are to imitate us as we imitate Christ.
还有其他的跟在中间的信徒。
And then there are those who are not yet considered full-time in ministry, but and yet they are still.Serving you.
你们看到前面有些人的这些带领，后面有众多的 seeker 他们在追随。
That they see that those who are leading the way and in ahead of them, and then there are those who behind them who are still seeking the way.
另外，我们也会听见天上的使者的欢呼。
And we also hear the voices of the heavenly host who are exclaiming with joy.
所以把我们的下垂的手发酸的腿再次动起来。
So let us lift up the hands which have become sore and the legs which have become tired and let us run this course.
让我们奔跑神摆在我们前面那个路上。
Let us run the race that God has set before us.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父上帝。
Heavenly Father.
我们来到你的施恩宝座前。
We come before your throne of mercy.
我们恳求你的怜悯。
We truly do beg for your mercy.
借着你爱子耶稣基督的血。
And we come before you with through the blood of your son, your beloved son.
再次洁净我们。
That you cleanse us once again.
用你圣灵的大能更新我们。
That you renew us with the power of the Spirit.
不仅是我们听了道。
so that we not only hear the word,
也愿意有一颗活出你道的心智,
that we have the will to live out your word,
背起十字架, 一生跟随你,
that we lift up the cross and follow you all the days of our life.
奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告,
in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.